This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and Hardin, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville, and by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Even though the top farm bill negotiators have made progress and continue to have productive meetings, House Ag Chair Frank Lucas says there are still some outstanding issues they are addressing. Lucas is confident they will work through them and finish a farm bill in January, but not before then. Therefore, Lucas stated last night that he will file legislation to extend the current farm bill through January this week to allow the farm bill conferees to finish their work without the threat of permanent law implementation. He believes having this option on the table is the responsible thing to do in light of the tight deadline negotiators were given to complete a new farm bill this year. However, House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson considers the extension a bad idea, though AgriPulse reports he says he might vote for an extension if he thinks it will help get a vote at the end of the day. Members of the Illinois Farm Bureau have elected a new statewide president. Farmer Rich Gubert serves as the organization's 15th president. Gubert has promised to pursue four primary issues. Promoting agriculture as a career path is among those four, and where Gubert began his first official press conference as president of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Illinois has some of the brightest and the most talented kids around. We need to keep them in Illinois, going to our four ag schools or colleges, and then to stay in Illinois and be a part of Illinois agriculture, whether it's in manufacturing, technology, and or to come back to the farm if they have that opportunity.
The other issues he cited include building relationships with commodity groups, consumers, and legislators, working to expand livestock production within the state's boundaries, and increasing communications with Illinois Farm Bureau membership. The dramatic drop in the price of corn has many farmers aching for lower cash rents. Todd Gleason reports that an ag economist at the University of Illinois thinks that's a good idea and has a benchmark for the future.
There is a simple reason why farmland cash rents should go lower, says University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke.
In the past several years, farmland returns have been really pretty high because of $6 corn, and now we're moving back to $4.50 corn, which is $1.50 lower, and that on, 200 bushel land is considerably less in revenue.
So the highest cash rents being paid in the state, believes Illinois Schnitke, will result in per acre losses in the coming year. The highest rents, according to a study just completed, on average are about $75 above the going rate for any particular county. It does not mean the average rate, however, needs to drop by $75 an acre.
Probably not as much that large of a decrease. Probably more in the range of, $10 to $25 an acre would be a downward movement. And that would come from high cash rents coming down. But we still have quite a few cash rents that are significantly below average as well. So those likely will continue to move up, and those two will sort of counter each other. But, an average that's $10, $15, $20 lower than it is currently would probably could happen if we have sustained prices in $4.50 for several years.
As for the coming year, it does not appear, says Schnitke, that Illinois farmers managed to negotiate lower cash rents for 2014.
Overall, our indications would say that they're up slightly on an average basis, maybe $2 or $3, much less of an increase than has been in recent years, but still up, where we think decisions will begin to be harder to make will be at the end of 2014. In that 2014 rental decision, because at that point we'll have had a solid year of $4.50 corn, unless we have some supply disruption, and then we'll see what cash rents do next bidding season.
Looking forward, Schnitke believes low $4 a bushel corn will persist through the 2014 and 2015 growing seasons, and barring some sharp change in supply or demand for grain. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you are helping to protect the family farm. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau strives through various programs for farmers to keep the family farm profitable. Meanwhile, we provide farmers with up-to-date information to help keep your food supply safe and plentiful too. Farm Bureau also fights government legislation restricting your property rights and also fights to restrict prime farmland from being converted to non-farm uses. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and concern for you.
The Food and Drug Administration is now taking new action to help phase out the use of antibiotics in meat. The agency announced Tuesday that it will ask pharmaceutical companies to voluntarily stop marketing drugs that are important for treating human infection for use in animal production. If the companies sign on, prescriptions would also be required to use the drugs. The FDA is hoping to limit antibiotic-resistant diseases in humans by decreasing the use of drugs in animals processed for meat, despite the fact that animals already go through withdrawal periods to avoid antibiotics in the final product. Speaking at the annual convention of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Tyson's beef supply chain manager says the company will start requiring beef and chicken suppliers to meet on-farm requirements for animal treatment next year. A third-party auditor will visit farms to ensure compliance, assessing how workers handle animals, whether the animals have access to adequate food and water, and whether treatment is humane. Basically, Tyson's Laura Wright said it will require producers to document their already strong husbandry practices. These requirements are already in place for Tyson's hog producers. Winter hay auctions are popping up over the country. Last year, coming off the drought, hay was in high demand and short supply. This year is an entirely different story. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Yeah, we're slowly starting to rebuild our supplies, and of course it helps the fact that we have one of the smallest cow herds that we've had in a long time. So we're not consuming as much hay as what we did 5 or 10 years ago, and that certainly helps. But we are starting to rebuild supplies. We did have some improving rainfall in some of the key production areas this last year, and that is certainly helping and, once again, reducing feed costs and contributing to the ability to start expanding the meat supply, once again, the livestock supply. Certainly better news than what we've seen in recent years when cow herds were being liquidated because they certainly simply couldn't find enough feed for them.
Right. Seems to be a bit of the opposite story now.
Absolutely, and I think all in all, we don't like the low prices if we're a producer, but we would certainly prefer to see the volume that we can harvest because that's what we're all about in agriculture is producing. So I think we're willing to accept lower prices as long as we're able to produce the volume and do what we do best.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The Mid-Illinois pork producers are doing a holiday pork certificate giveaway. If you would like to be entered for a chance to win $10 worth of pork certificates, just shoot an email to Angela at WSMIradio.com. We will be announcing the winners next week, only one entry per family. And again, just send me an email with your name and mailing address for a chance to win. My email address, again, is angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.